kulturne novičke v glavnem.
Pozdravljeni v kulturnih novicah. Na Radiu Študent nadaljujemo z dogodki, ki obeležujejo tako letošnje kot pretekle dejavnosti. V tokratni izvedbi to pomeni, da nestrpno pričakujemo sobotni dogodek After Party 10 let, ki bo potekal na mestnem trgu v Ljubljani. Vabljeni torej jutri od 12. ure dalje oziroma v predpritličje. Če bomo na omenjenem trgu soočeni s pestrim in razgibanim naborom glasbenih učinkov, ki bodo izbrano občinstvo vodili od časa, ko je sonce v zenitu, do obdobja, ko napoči trenutek njegovega ustajenja, tokrat se na mestnem trgu afterira zares, bo v pritličju situacija še bolj zagonetna. Krajše temperani dogodek ponuja uživo doživetje vseh možnih elektronskih odvodov, ki jih večinoma povezujemo z umetniškimi inštalacijami oziroma s katerimi se po pomoti srečamo na kakšni platformi, kot je na primer SoundCloud. V pritličju namreč poteka serija dogodkov, ki jih organizira domači selektor Tecuo, sicer med drugim tudi kurator oddaje Modem na Radiu Študent. Pojdimo torej ven v soboto in pustimo petek za seboj. Recimo, da mu tokrat namenimo manj telesnih stimulancev kot običajno in se vdrži kakšnega ne preveč družabnega subjekta, odločimo petek preživeti intelektualno. Drago poslušalstvo, zato še zadnjič v kulturnih novicah vabimo na After Party 10 let, ki se začne v soboto ob 12. traja pa vse do nedelje zjutraj. In še na serijo dogodkov Modem, ki se začne kasneje ob 21. traja pa nekje do 3. zjutraj. Sedaj, v povsem drugačni drži, pa bomo poskušali še predstaviti, kaj dobrega se dogaja v lokalnem okolišu. Uganili ste na točno današnji dan. V petek ob 17. podiplomska šola ZRC SAZU organizira dogodek Conscription and Consent, Making War and Sex in Post-Truth America. Naj vas naslov ne zavede. Ne gre še za eno hvalnico samemu sebi, kot bi to lahko pripisali na primer The World Association of Psychoanalysis, ki na mednarodnem kongresu išče realno 21. stoletje. Gostujoča predavatelja profesor Grant Fereda in profesor Jane Jaffer iz Univerze Cornell bosta kritično analizirala osrednja ameriška zaposlovalca nezaposljivih, torej ameriško vojsko in pornografsko industrijo. Svoji kritiki bosta navezala na nedavni odmevni kritiki teh dveh industrij, torej na Jamesonov predlog naborništva in na feminizem gibanja MeToo. Grant Fereda je profesor afrikanistike na Univerzi Cornell in nekdani profesor literature na Univerzi Duke. Jane Jaffer je profesorica na Univerzi Cornell in bivša aktivistka na področju pravic žensk. S profesorico Jane Jaffer smo spregovorili po telefonu in jo povprašali o povezavi med konsenzom, porno industrijo in MeToo gibanjem.
In the United States, at least, the porn industry has gone to considerable lengths to make sure that the working conditions are equitable. And particularly with the internet, pornography has become more diverse. So there's a lot of alternative sexualities and genders represented, and a lot more feminist and queer producers who have made it a pretty safe and equitable place to work. So it's actually improved its working conditions considerably over the last 10 or 15 years.
Seksualnost je torej preveč ambivalentno področje, da bi ga bilo mogoče opredeliti na tako rigorozen način.
Bringing porn into the mainstream the way that Stormy Daniels has is one way to offset some of the Me Too movement's kind of unintended effects about sex and sexual desire. I think the Me Too movement has gone a little too far in judging which kinds of sex are correct and which are not. So So the porn industry again provides a place where all kinds of desires can be expressed and experienced, and yet those desires still take place within a context in which consent is required.
Džafer v zadnji minuti pogovora to problematiko jasno izpostavi.
The connection is that consent is a notion that's quite often critiqued in feminist theory for being too reliant on the autonomous individual, which is a critique I pretty much agree with. On the other hand, I think that the porn industry has done a good job of deploying notions of consent which acknowledge individual worker rights, but also acknowledge that desire and sexuality itself are very complicated arenas in which a lot of times we're not sure what we want and what we don't want. And I think the Me Too movement, probably for good reason, has had a hard time grappling with the ambiguity of consent and sexuality. They've had a hard time acknowledging that sometimes sexuality is really uncertain and ambiguous because they've been going after sexual harassment and sexual abuse. And it's a hard thing to negotiate the complexity of sex and at the same time hold up your critiques of sexual harassers. So I'm arguing that pornography is one site that we can look to as an exemplary site for negotiating both consent and complexity of desire.
Dogodek bo potekal danes ob 17. v mali dvorani ZRC SAZU v drugem nadstropju novega trga 4 v Ljubljani. Kulturne novice je pripravil Max.